God, my phone's so loud.
That was a behind the scenes view.
And we are live.
And we are live. Sorry, I was commenting on the fact that my phone buzzes very loudly when it's in, when it's it should be a little bit more quiet. Hi, everybody. I'm Dan Adelko.
Well, Matt Stefanich.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm Matej Charlenko.
And welcome to Live at the Hive, episode 172. We're off to a little bit of a rocky start today, but we'll roll on through.
Yeah, got some really great stuff today, talking about local businesses, some marketing strategies for them, as well as a deep dive in some Google My Business. So utilizing the full potential of Google My Business today.
That's right. So we are talking about how to create an effective digital marketing strategy for your local business. And this is incredibly important. Hey, Stacy. Hey, Yvonne. And we'll just, we got a bunch of people rolling on in.
Hey, guys.
So I think that one of the things about local search is people underestimate the power of local search. About 46% of all Google searches alone are locally based searches. So you've got this incredible opportunity. And we've been throwing around some other stats as well, but with mobile devices and the ability for people to search while they're on the go, right, at any given time, at any given place, for a vast number of local searches, you've got an incredible opportunity, because Google is the yellow pages of the 21st century. Remember, maybe you do you remember? I wonder.
Yeah, if I remember getting yellow pages. A lot of people are opting out now. You can opt out for it now.
We don't even get them anymore where I am. They don't deliver them at all. They used to be massive. You'd get the yellow pages. Yep. And you'd get the white pages as well, right?
Yeah. They'd be like, and my dad would always yell, like, go grab the yellow pages book. I'm like, oh, God. Running with the pages and everything.
Yeah. Hello, Courtney. Hello, Chad. Feel free to say hi if you're a first time viewer on Facebook, Periscope, or YouTube. Yeah, so, you know, back in the day, that's where companies like AAA Painting came from, because they were alphabetized. Mm-hmm. So AAA Painting would be the first. So, yes, Courtney is making a good point here. Yellow Pages bills themselves as a marketing service provider now, interestingly enough. They sure do, and they have 411.ca and yellowpages.ca and yellowpages.com. Mm-hmm. They've lost the throne pretty massively to Google, though. We're going to go through what local mobile searches look like. We're going to talk to you about how you can use Google My Business to optimize your, and that's really the basis, that's the foundation, and a lot of other things that you can do to optimize your local presence. Matej is going to talk a little bit about some content ideas that you can use for your content, your local content marketing efforts. And then we're going to go into a couple of tips and tricks and platforms that you can use that are very reasonably priced. And I think one of the overriding themes of what we do here on Live at the Hive is that, yes, you can do all of this yourself. It's absolutely within pretty much anybody's purview to be able to do this. The question is, how much do you want to do as DIY, or how much do you want to see the results, right? I think that's an important thing to consider when you're doing this. So why don't we've got, I think, a couple of what's new, Matt. So
yeah, so we have a couple of a little bit of what's new this week. Some really cool ones, actually. And first off, we'll look at Bing. So Microsoft Bing, they've actually improved their search experience for their users. Beforehand, you know, we all know Bing has the nice images once you go to their homepage. But now they're actually starting to create some infographics with some of the search results that they have. We can see here, if you do Bing giraffe, some images come up about the giraffe. And then on the right-hand side, they actually have a cool little infographic about giraffes. And then they also have some cool stuff here, too, where you can do like an in-image search. So say if you have an image like you have here, like of the coffee table and some flowers, you can actually crop just flowers to image search that. And Bing will actually bring up some pretty accurate shots, similar images on the right-hand side, if you can see that here on your screen. Yep. And then going down a bit more. It's just a focus on some local answers, right? So if you type in things to see in Seattle, here they'll pop up a bunch of landmarks that people review, some cool stuff. So they're really giving Google a run for their money here, I think, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think another thing to keep in mind, and we do, we're also a Bing partner. People chuckle when they, you know, people say, well, you know, you should advertise on Microsoft Bing. I wouldn't chuckle too much, because Microsoft's network is actually quite powerful. It includes the LinkedIn network, the LinkedIn audience network, a pretty vast display network that you can tap into.
Yeah, most importantly, integrated as well.
Yeah, it's very heavily integrated into Windows 10, Windows OS, Outlook, Office 365, and free versions. There is a significant amount of available reach that is often untapped. And Microsoft started out by basically, to be honest with you, copying a lot of what Google Ads had done, and with the search. And now they're starting to kind of go in other directions, which is interesting. So not to be dismissed, it is an interesting this visual immersive search.
It's great for shopping. Really great for shopping. Awesome. How to use
it. Yeah, so definitely something to check out. And from a marketing strategy, both for organic SEO and for paid, Bing is something you should definitely consider. There's a substantial number of people in the world that do not change their defaults. Right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, and I was about to comment on that. There's a lot of people out there that don't know how to switch their default browsers. They don't know how to install Chrome. They don't want to, right? So it's definitely, I use Bing sometimes. If I'm not getting the search results that I want, sometimes I'll pop over to Bing and see what I'm getting. But definitely some improvements here to look forward to.
Right on.
Cool. And then before we dive into what's working, we have one article here to kind of bring us there, actually. So Google My Business is their review tool now. So they've added a removal request for some of these reviews.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear the angels singing?
Yeah. Everyone's just,
finally. Yeah.
Finally. It's long awaited, for sure. We'll see how well it performs. But so far, you can actually manage your reviews. So you can select the business or the Google My Business account that you want to manage. And then you can report, it'll give you a list of your recent reviews, and you can actually put it through and I guess appeal it, right? So Google will be able to appeal it, take it down for you. So yeah, long awaited. Everyone will know what it does, and everyone will definitely be utilizing it.
Yeah, there's tons and tons of examples of businesses that, one, a case of mistaken identity. Actually, this particular article, I believe it's this one, will go through goes through a case of mistaken identity where it was actually a local charity that was being confused with a fish and chip shack in the UK. That's always problematic. The only thing you were ever able to do before is to flag as inappropriate if it was inappropriate. So this flexibility of managing reviews, when it becomes so important to a business, whether they're clamping down also on fake reviews, fake negative reviews that can sometimes happen, which is really unfortunate. We're a competing business that maybe doesn't have, as much of an ethical standpoint, will hire services that will put fake reviews there. It's an evolution of the platform that is really important. I think the one caveat is if you're an agency and you manage more than 100 profiles, there are some limitations on it now, but I wouldn't expect that those are going to last very long. This, like I said, this is a very welcome addition to what is hugely important for many, many, many businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that there's been a couple local stories of local businesses within Kitchener-Waterloo getting spammed with negative reviews and actually fringing on losing business and shutting down, right? So this is a really great tool in first line of defense for business owners to make sure that the reviews are honest and that people aren't taking advantage of them. So,
yep,
great. Good stuff. Alrighty. And with that, we're actually going to dive into what's working for this week. So just to highlight some stuff that we'll be discussing as we go through, we'll be discussing a lot about Google My Business. So optimizing Google My Business, using the full potential of it. We'll be diving into some local Google campaigns, creating effective local SEO strategies. going to be diving into some tools that we use, so some tight citations, some NAP, and some map packs, as well as some content marketing, local SEO review management, Bright Local and RepMen. Those are some tools that we use that can kind of help us with our local SEO. And then some tips to kind of help kind of get above your competition and just kind of get some steps forward. So.
For sure. One of the things to keep in mind, and yeah, you can go ahead right there. Local SEO is SEO, but with a very different strategic approach and a very different way of implementing your local strategy. Mm-hmm. And when I say local, like we're in Waterloo, but we have clients that we work with that are all over the place. So local to your business's services area. Now you may be a national franchise. It could be that becomes more complicated, but those are also local. So you want to create geo targets and use the tools that Google has, things like structured data and what's called geo targeting and geo tagging of various parts of your site to connect everything together. So it's a distinctly different operation than, say, international SEO or e-commerce SEO. Mm. This is important for businesses that have a brick and mortar presence and a service area, which is, I mean, it's most businesses, right, in the world.
Yeah, for sure. I think all businesses should definitely have a Google My Business account, and they should make sure they fill out everything within it. But if you're a local business, you're a mom and pop shop, brick and mortar, this is usually going to be your first step in making sure that your presence is found within your community.
Yep,
100%. And
that you show people that you're a thriving business, for sure.
You know, and your local service area could be every major center in Canada, and that's a multi geo targeted services area. So
yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So just to touch on Google My Business, and it's fine to go to that one. Yeah.
Yep.
So Google My Business is, and I think I've said this about 474,000 times at least. Jessica says hi from Lex and I. Hello, Jessica. Hey. Hello, Lex. Thanks for being here. So Google My Business is singly, from what I can see just observationally, is one of the most underutilized free tools out there. Mm-hmm. What we typically see will be either people have not verified their listing, which means a good portion of all of the features are locked to you. You can't, you know, you can't respond to reviews and there's a lot of things you can't do in there. And for those that have verified it, it's a one-time setup, and then it just goes into a zombie state and sits there. And the most important thing to understand about Google My Business is it is a social network
100%.
For businesses to their customers, right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of an interesting take. You know, when Google shut down Google Plus and got a lot of blowback for that.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep. It was because their take on social networking, you know, I think they tried to emulate a Facebook. It didn't work. It's not in their core DNA. But they have very different spins on what social networking is, right? Mm-hmm. And what that actually means. Like YouTube is a social network of a different variety, from creator to viewer, creator to creator. It's not quite the same as a Facebook, but Google My Business is something that should be brought into your content marketing strategy. So, you're
typically, it's also a great way of updating like your clients. They can update it whether you're posting certain information. I know for Honeypot Marketing, what we do, we post a lot of updated articles on what's going on in the marketing world, mm-hmm. and the digital marketing world. It just adds that legitimacy, and we can dive more into that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are a ton of features here that we're going to kind of roll through. But the most important thing I wanted to highlight was treat Google My Business the same way you would treat a Facebook or an Instagram, right? Put it into those types of schedules because you'll benefit greatly. And we're going to kind of walk through some of the things that that you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'd really need to get into the mindset of your customer, especially if you're a local business. A lot of the times, you know, whether it's a local resident or whether it's someone kind of visiting your town, one of the first things that they'll do is they'll Google your business, right? They're not going to go on Facebook and Facebook your business. So kind of getting into the mindset of that.
And now, it's super convenient because the map's there, the phone number, the website, everything you need to know.
Yep.
All the services is right there listed in one place.
Absolutely. So just a few things to kind of underline the importance here of Google My Business. And I think Dan touched upon the most of them, but it's just, you know, it's the visibility of your company on the web, right? It gives you the ability to interact with people a little bit more, give you a little bit of a forward-facing presence as well online, right? Because like I said, that's going to be one of the first things someone does when they're either looking for a service that your business relates to or even your business itself.
Yep. There's a lot of features in here. And I think the important thing is that there are two things we talk about a little bit later. And there's a thing called unstructured data on the web. And that's actually your website, by and large. I mean, unless you have structured data set up. There's unstructured data, right? It's like it's a web page with a bunch of information and it's HTML and CSS. Really, what Google My Business is an interface for a non-technical human being to fill out all of these different parts. Operating hours, updated messaging during the pandemic, products and services, posts, videos, images, reviews. What it is that it's actually a giant structured interface tool, right? And when you structure data, and you've seen structured data, like if you do any search on mobile and you'll see the call directions website, or if you Google weather near me, right? Or weather forecast tomorrow and not even near me, you'll see the actual weather forecast that looks like it's from the weather network. That's all structured data. So that's what this does. And from a non-technical perspective, it just makes it easier. There's also a mobile app that you can download, and you can initiate real-time chats with customers as well. So really important tools that we're gonna go through some of them, but just from that perspective, it's a very powerful platform.
Absolutely, for sure. And now we're starting to kind of dive into these aspects now, starting with location targeting. So what you can do is you can actually make sure that your location targeting for a business is on, and it makes sure that, you know, you're displaying your brand in front of people who are most likely to visit your page, your website, or even your business, right? And as for businesses, we can do this in a number of ways. We can do entire countries, like Dan said. If you're a national business, you can kind of presence yourself with there, and then you can kind of go within countries, cities, territories, or even a certain radius around you. Dan, your microphone is muted as well, right?
I am aware because I was coughing.
Oh, okay. I thought you hit your microphone and I was like, I don't know if he unplugged the cable there, but
No, I'm being a thoughtful podcast / live streamer and not destroying the stream.
That's very true. It makes it much easier to edit later.
Totally. Yes, you can run local campaigns, and like, you know, all of these things in here, your place page, the display, the maps page, these are all elements and components within Google My Business. And if you have multiple locations, you can set up multiple location management where there's like a parent and a child. It takes more work, but look, it's very much worth it to do this. So if you've got a restaurant with say 5 locations within a certain territory, or you're a plumber and you've got offices in London and Oakville or something like that, or like I said, you're a Roto-Rooter and you've got 1,000 locations across Canada, all of those different models can be managed from within Google My Business. And I'm also going to say that there is Bing for Business. It does work, and I believe you can just import your Google My Business into Bing. It doesn't take very long, and it is actually worth it. I would strongly suggest that. Again, the other thing too is I think a lot of times a couple of really big sectors, hospitality and entertainment and retail, are the focus of Google My Business. But keep in mind, service professionals, right? Whether you're a plumber, an electrician, right? When people need that service, I believe we talk about it in a little bit, they're in a buy state. They're in, I want to buy, I need to fix something, right? Like my water main, my pipes burst in my house and it's February. Help. I don't know what to do. That person is in an immediate state of buying at that very moment. Furnaces
in. All of these are enabled. You have your Google My Business set up, you'll have no issues whatsoever. And also, sorry, Dan, go ahead.
I was just going to say that what you can do for some of those emergency service and repair terms is you can easily create Google Ads campaigns that are focused on those keywords, so you ensure that you are the number one result, because people will be searching from their mobile phone and they will be getting a hold of you right away.
Especially if you're hyper local too. And I think this is great. You mean if you're doing local SEO in Toronto and things like that, it might be a little bit more difficult. But if you're doing like hyper local, like even parts of Kitchener, Waterloo, Alora, things like that, really important stuff to make sure that you're taking advantage of that for sure.
There's one feature that they have now that I appreciate very much, is it automatically grabs your location on Google My Business rather than you going in and finding your location with like a postal code. It just grabs your location.
Yep.
Super convenient. Yep. It's awesome. And then again, okay, it just legitimizes your brand.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
it is a searchability and findability, right? And if someone's searching for, and I should also note that accountants, lawyers, right? Any professional services, dentists, all of these types of services can benefit from a strong local search strategy. And that combines not just Google My Business, the things you control, your local SEO, but also your paid advertising strategy, because it can be a modest amount if you're a smaller business that will have, can have really great ROI for you.
Absolutely. Exactly. And that's part of the reason why, you know, when you're looking at improving someone's social presence online, oftentimes Google My Business will be one of the first things that we focus on, right? We'll go through, audit it, see what they're doing, utilizing if they're posting. Mm-hmm. And social media will kind of take second place, because, you know, we understand that you need to have that such a large and structured presence on Google if you're wanting to make sure people can find your business.
Yeah. Well, this is really the, like I said, the analogy would be, and again, your social medias are important if you're local to have a locally engaged audience. Mm-hmm. But in terms of a digital storefront that is highly visible, again, because mobile devices are the number one way that people, when they're in a buy state and they need something, they're going to search on their mobile device, and the vast majority of people do it on Google, and it's got the interfaces. We'll show you some screenshots. Let's talk a little bit about citations, NAP, and the map pack.
Okay. Let's
go. So citations are sometimes links. Sometimes they are links, sometimes they are not. A citation is actually in the original research paper called Hilltop, prior, which actually, fun fact for those of you into some Google lore, before Sergey Brin and Larry Page ever created what was called Backrub, which was the first research version of Google, a research paper out of the U of T, University of Toronto, was written called Hilltop. Okay. And Hilltop is what Google is still fundamentally based off of, which is citations pointing to a scholarly paper. The more citations that point to that scholarly paper, the more intrinsically valid that paper should be.
Yep.
Right. That is at the essence, the core of what Google is about. Now it's, they've obviously evolved 20 years from that, but what citations are your business's listings across hundreds of different trusted business directory sites. Okay. You can do these manually. I would not suggest it. It's a very tedious process. There are lots of platforms there that allow you to auto-submit to Yelp, 411.ca, 411.com. BMW has a directory listing. Garmin for GPS, when they pulled the data on Garmin GPSs, that's where they pulled the data from. These local citations, references of your business from these types of sites, are extremely important for local search. And it typically consists of name, address, phone number, product, services, description. Okay. You need these in order to rank within what's called the map pack, which, and we'll talk about that in a little bit if you're not familiar. And also it gives credibility. Is not typically what you would do, say, with a Shopify store, for example, when we're doing SEO for that. This is specifically a local feature, and you want to make sure that your citations are always up to date and accurate. So, for example, the reason you use a platform to help do this, and we're going to talk about the platforms in a little bit that you can use, is if you change a product or service description or your opening hours, you want that to flow through to all of your citations, because citations that are out of sync are not good for you. You want to make sure they're all in order. So that's a citation. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So
next, I was just zooming in the thing there. For
okay. So it's I mean, here's some maybe better than others. I mean, I'm questionable on Forbes. That's just my personal preference.
Get on Forbes, I mean, yeah.
I mean, you can get on Forbes. It's the easiest thing in the world to get on Forbes, but it's because they have a community of hundreds and thousands of different writers. They're not actually Forbes writers. There's a small number of those.
Well, it is integrated in the 411 website there.
Yep. Yeah. So there's things like G2 Crowd, Trustpilot, was it Home and Away, I think it's called. There's a bot. There's so many.
I remember that one, yeah.
And these are your citation sites. Okay. And you don't necessarily have to, you know, win the best age. There's top three rated is another one. There's hundreds and hundreds of these, but these are important citations for your local business. So you should be registering your citations to all of these types. And we'll show you the Better Business Bureau is a great example. That's that is a citation driven site. Okay.
Absolutely. Also, your local chamber of commerce too, I think, is a good place to kind of start for your citations as well.
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, citations, they do show the authenticity and credibility, and there's a little bright local chart there showing Google local rankings. So it's pretty linear. More citations equals higher ranking in Google local searches, and you want to rank in local searches for, you know, emergency plumbing repair or injury lawyers or injury services or something like that, right?
There's nothing worse than chasing around a number or a website.
Exactly. And you want to be the first result when someone Googles it, because if you show up right at the top, you're going to get phone calls, and that's important. It's important.
Absolutely, okay? For sure. Alrighty, so continuing off of citations, now we're going to be discussing creating an effective local strategy.
Yeah, sorry, Matt, can you go back? Because I think we had talked about two other things there. So NAP. Yeah. NAP is a cool little term. It's pretty simple. Name, address, phone number. Okay? So your name, address, and phone number is important to be consistent. One, first thing, on every social profile, every page of your website, and you can link back to your Google My Business, name, address, phone number needs to be cross-linked throughout all of those things, because Google will see that as a trust indicator that you have accurate and up-to-date business information in a consistent format. Yep. These things sound really, I know they sound really
basic
and trivial, but the devil's in the details, right? Because there's so many of these citation sites. The way your name, address, phone number is formatted, where it's located on your website, make sure it's consistent. Link back to, like, if you've got a Better Business Bureau profile, link to it. If you've got, and the format of your name, address, of your NAP should be consistent. Don't be inconsistent with that type of information for local businesses.
Yeah. Okay? I think one of the main things too is, you know, as marketers, we do these quite a lot. So it's second nature for us to kind of fill in all these boxes and things, and we kind of know where to put everything. But for someone who's wanting to get on Google My Business as soon as possible, and for someone who's doing it all themselves, you really like glance over a lot of the smaller details that are in Google My Business that you wouldn't really think that you should be filling out. Mm-hmm. And even some of the some of the NAPs and things like that, when you're creating your social media platforms, you really just want to get them up and off the ground. But when you do that, you really miss these key little details that really intertwine into the larger strategy overall.
Yeah, totally. And I just want to show everybody what the map pack is before we jump on. So can I share
my
screen?
Yep. Go for it.
There we go. Which one's which? Nope. Give me 1 second. Here we go. There we go.
Here we go.
I'm going to zoom her in. Okay. So the map pack. Okay. This here, so I've Googled Waterloo Marketing.
Okay.
A little self-serving here, but that's okay. So, you know, you get this for all sorts of different searches. It looks very different on mobile. And I know we've got an example that we're going to show in a little bit, but this here, right here, this is called the map pack. Mm-hmm. And you want to be number one in the map pack for your terms. Okay. Yeah. And again, when you're on mobile, this is huge. It's literally the whole entire screen, pretty much, no matter what size of phone that you've got. So you have an opportunity for terms like this. Now, I don't know that anybody's going to have emergency marketing needs. Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do.
True. It's true. It does happen. But the reality is if I did something like this, let's see, Toronto. I want to see how many Google ads are going to be up here. Bam.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, interesting. Look at that. There we go. We got our Google guaranteed. We're going to talk about. Yep. That's the structured data of Google guaranteed and sponsored. This, I'm sure, does a really good job for all of these businesses here.
Oh, 100.
Now, this is a very strong signal, the Google guaranteed. It's a huge trust indicator because it is guaranteed by Google. We'll talk about that shortly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But again, here's the map pack. Okay. So, you know, Emergency Plumbing Toronto. Great. You got 5 reviews. Get 500. After you fix somebody's broken pipe in the middle of the night, ask them for a review. They'll probably give you a really good one.
Yeah.
Right. So you can see here in Drain Rescue Plumbers and Emergency Plumbers and Drain Service, you guys have every opportunity to create hundreds and hundreds of reviews for every single service call. So yeah, that's the map pack. So I'll hand it back over to you.
Yep. Here you go, Matt. And kind of utilizing all these in one really help you kind of develop this local SEO strategy that will help bring more customers in, but also give you that, just like Dan was showing, right? If you're a business and you have 2 reviews, but someone above you, one spot above you, doesn't even have to be halfway up the page, one spot above you, if they have like 15 or 20 more reviews than you do, chances are that people are going to be seeing that as an indicator of trust and an indicator of, you know, a person who does a good job, right? Yep. So you're going to want to make sure that you take every opportunity as possible to make sure that you're increasing that trust.
Yeah. Let's go. Whoa, we're killing it. We're getting killed.
Yeah, we are getting killed. There's getting a lot killed on this to one. Talk about. Yeah, we are. So let's go into just a little bit of, well, we kind of already talked about some of this stuff here. Yep. But some of the improvement at the bottom here, we can just highlight these.
So. Yeah, I think we've talked about it. You know, well, create a contact page. I hope you're doing that on your website. But you know, embed your Google Maps. Make your phone numbers clickable. So again, because if someone's on mobile, they can instantly call it.
Yep.
Add the map to your website. Create locally targeted content. So talk about that on a consistent basis. Prioritize your customer reviews. Also, there are several tools to pull your Google reviews into your website, so you can have those very strongly and prominently located. Mm-hmm.
This is probably one we should talk about a little bit, is using the Google Ads to promote your local business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a couple of important things that we can talk about. Is number one is, don't be afraid to advertise, but don't just blindly advertise. A couple of things that I would suggest here is in your ads copy. So look, if you're doing $10 a day, $20 a day, but you get 1 or 2 calls and those turn into customers, whatever, you know, the lifetime value of your customers, it's going to pay for itself, especially with a lot of these types of programs. So don't be afraid to promote locally, but please do not just create a campaign that goes to your homepage. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. There's a couple of key ones I want to touch on here for Google Ads. The first one, only advertise on mobile. Okay. Don't worry about the desktop as much. A lot of these searches happen, I believe it's 86% happen on mobile devices. So if you do mobile only, you're going to maximize the buyer versus the browser. Mm-hmm. Okay. Use what are called call only campaigns. No landing page. No anything. It is a giant call me now button, right?
Yeah, so I saw those. It's super convenient too.
Anything that's service related, right? Or professional service related. When people need lawyers, for example, they typically need them in an emergency of some sort, right? So they're willing to call. Like I said, they're in the buy state. And again, you know, whatever use case you can think of, whether you're a salon spa, if you're number one and they can call you with the tap of a button, they likely will if they're in a buy state, okay? And you could also increase bids for mobile, but I would suggest creating a completely mobile-only campaign, okay? Mm-hmm. So that. Now, schedule ads during opening hours. It really depends on what your motivation is there, because if you're looking for emergency services, you may want to have a separate campaign focused mm-hmm. solely on that for various different hours. If you are using both, use location and call extensions in your Google Ads campaign. If you don't know what those are and you've got someone running your Google Ads, just tell them, like ask them if you're using this. And the call extensions are, there's a primary ad, and then below the ads, you can have reviews, you can have your phone number, you can have a location that's tied to the map, and it increases the trust and prominence of your ad itself. Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh boy.
Are we
going to finish today? Jeez.
We're going to try. So we've already talked a little bit about the local service ads. Mm-hmm. I think it's the next slide. Let's talk about Google Guaranteed, because that's definitely one that we want to talk about. Yeah,
for sure. So Google Guaranteed is a separate it's a guaranteed program from Google. As a service provider, you send, you know, your articles of incorporation, proof of your physical business, a whole bunch of stuff through a verification mm-hmm. process. I believe there's an interview process. And then there's a fee that you need to pay. And Google is guaranteeing up to a certain threshold amount, if there's any dispute, that they will basically negotiate a refund. Now, I have an anecdote from when I moved into the house we currently live in, which is our forever home. It was on July 1st, which is the busiest moving weekend in Canada of the year. I didn't know that. So we couldn't get, you know, a legitimate like Mayfair or Atlas, like one of the big companies. They were fully booked. And we went with what we thought was a legitimate company, but ended up being just all they did. They weren't actually a moving company. They would just route you to some other provider, right?
Yeah.
Basically on a commission basis. And we had literally the worst experience. I don't have time to relate the entire story, but it was not pleasant. It did involve the police. It did involve 2 a.m. Arguments to actually get our stuff from the truck driver, or from the moving company, I should say.
Well, yeah. I can't imagine how frustrating. You're sitting in a house with none of your stuff.
Yeah. So that company would not have passed a Google guaranteed audit. Right. So if you are a service provider and you're providing this, I strongly recommend it. Is a very, very strong signal. And you can see from our previous Google search we did there, where Toronto Emergency Service Plumbing, the top three were all Google guaranteed. It's a great investment. You can promote for emergency services and you get those people in a buy state. I'm not going to guarantee they'd be profitable, because anybody can mess anything up on Google Ads, but it's a great program for anybody in a service-related business, and strongly recommend that you take advantage of this, because that badge is very, very visible.
The badge and even the structured data like we have here, you know, when someone's Googling Plumbing Waterloo right here. Yeah.
It says results, Google guaranteed. It just, again,
you're above the ads right too, right?
Yep.
So
exactly. Yep.
You're an ad above the ads.
Adception. There you go.
Yeah.
And also using Google My Business for a content strategy. And if you think about it, start incorporating it into your content, to your content calendars for Instagram and Facebook. Do Google My Business as well, because there you can provide them. If you fill out, obviously after filling out every section of your profile, you can start leveraging the data, because it does provide data for you on a data dashboard. Mm-hmm. That gives you all the information. And also maximizing the power of the imagery. Make sure your ads are nice, simple, when you do run Google Ads as well.
If you're
going to create a marketing strategy.
If you're going to create a social content calendar or anything like that, you need to include Google My Business. You need to. It's not a matter of I want to do it. You need to do it, because people are going to look at your profile, and if you don't have any posts or anything like that, you're going to look like a dead business. And it also adds the SEO of definitely of your listing as well, right? So
especially if you're like posting valuable content, because people want to, you post, like for us example, like I used it before, Honey Pump Marketing, we always post up-to-date information, whether it's like just a fun social post or if it's like a podcast that we've done or if it's like a blog to a very well-known marketing blog as well. Mm-hmm. Incorporate those into your content strategy.
Yep. Again, so there's a few important pillars here. The one thing, if you just go back for a second there, I think what we'll do is we will put this up embedded onto this week's blog post and we'll share this because we're going to run, well, we have run out of time.
It could be a two-parter for sure.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to talk about with local search, and I'm going to reach out to our friends at Bright Local as well and see if one of their people want to come on to talk a little bit about the importance of local. But a couple of things just on the content here. One important thing is taking over dominating the search engine result page for your business, right? Yeah. So even for your brand, but for anything else you can think of, there are multiple touch points. And in the SEO world, you know, there's this argument that, well, is structured data a search engine ranking signal? And the answer is probably not, right? But that doesn't matter because the more that I can take over with rich data, these take up significant amounts of real estate that will push down the traditional or standard organic search listings. So if you search for Honey Pump Marketing, for example, you'll see comes and it goes, but there's a Twitter carousel, there's a videos carousel, and then we have a Google My Business carousel that shows up on the side. It's about branding your search results, if that makes sense. Yeah. With rich results and video. So for us at Honey Pump Marketing, some of our pillars are educate, entertain, inspire, and go behind the scenes. Like those are four basic content pillars we have because we are a personality-based service business. So we want people to know, and I know a lot of marketing agencies, they show like the founder and no employees because they're super paranoid that their people are going to get poached. And guess what? People are, I mean, that's like not going to stop that from happening. So we take the opposite approach of, you know, celebrating the team, going behind the scenes so people can learn about them. And hopefully we've built up a strong enough culture that, you know, even if Google comes knocking, we've got a happy team. But it's important. I think it's important to show that because it's an important part of our brand. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Honey Pot's a small business, too. And it, you know, we like to show that, you know, we're a team and we're just not a bunch of people behind the screen or behind the website that don't really interact with people. I think it's important that everyone who, you know, searches Honey Pot, they visit us or they utilize our services, know the team in and out. Right.
Yeah, and that localized content ideas are some of the pillars there in the next slide. Guess what we're going to do, guys?
We're going to cut it and we're going to do a
part I think we're going to simplify our life and then keep everybody a little bit of FOMO. And next week we'll be able to, well, you know, it's good. It's a kind of natural progression here because what we'll be able to do is talk about Bright Local and RepMan, the two platforms, and actually dig into how they work and do a little bit more of a tutorial.
That itself is a beast.
Just yeah, absolutely.
We'll introduce this week's episode and next week's episode just for people who haven't tuned in for this episode. There's a bit of a correlation.
Yeah.
So check that out for sure. But yeah, I think it was a good dive this week for sure.
It was slightly ambitious in terms of how far we wanted to get. But hey. I think what we've got here is we've laid the groundwork for the importance of local SEO and the reason why I think what people many businesses do is say, yep, we set up Google My Business and we called it a day. And now we're going to go work on our Instagram or social media.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot more under that surface. It's definitely an iceberg. So what we'll talk about next week is not the why. We'll talk about the actual how, and we'll show you some real examples. And we were going to show one really cool trick. Maybe we can just jump to that.
The
geo imager. So here's something. This one is one useful tip you can take away with you. Do tonight, have a glass of wine, have a beer. You could get this done for your business in no time. And trust me, very few. I'm not going to say no one does it, but all of the photos that you've got on your website, Google's pretty smart. And there's a thing called metadata. One type of metadata is called EXIF data. for photos, and that tells you what camera, what the setting was, what the file format is, what the f-stop, and all those details. Well, there are geotags that can be embedded into an image. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you, and this nice thing, if you hit that start now, Matt,
yep,
you literally take your photos, drop them on here, type in your business address. This tool will save the geo data, right, into the image itself. Google will read that and Google will say, oh, this business is geotagging. We know where you are now. You've added structure to our lives. We like that. We are going to rank you higher. So if you do that with the images that you post both to your website and then to your Google My Business, you're going to win, win, win all over the place. It's one simple, I wouldn't call it a hack. I would call it a tip, because it's just something that's so simple to do. But again, nobody that I've ever seen does it on their own. Or I've very rarely ever seen. So this is just one of the local SEO tricks that you can use. Next week, we're going to dive in, since we're going to be able to do a bit of a deeper dive, and we'll be able to show you a bunch more tricks. And again, you could be a sole proprietor, one person business. And if you took a couple of hours a week, whether it's on the weekend or at some point, or had someone helping you, you could do a lot of this yourself and have some really, really tangible direct results from it.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for sticking around. We did go over a bit. We will work on that. And didn't think it was going to be that ambitious, but here we are. Yep. Here we are. All right, everyone. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you for episode 172B, part two.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Have a great weekend. We'll see you same bat time, same bat channel next week. Have a good one. Stay safe.
See you guys.